Hello? Do I... Oh. Yeah, I guess a ride would be nice. It is raining cats and dogs out here. Thank you for stopping. You're the first car that even slowed down. Oh, I live about 10 miles up the road. You can just drop me off wherever if you're not going that far. Oh, well, thank you. That's really kind of you. Oh, I'm okay, thank you though. If you want the heater on though, I don't mind. You're right, my sweater is soaked. I'm so sorry, I'm probably leaving a puddle on your seat. Not in a weird way, just from the rain. Here, I'll take it off, and is it okay if I spread it out in the back seat so it can dry a little? There we go. Thank you. So, what are you out doing driving back roads this late at night? Really? Well, I guess I'm lucky you are. I was at a party. Decided to leave early, but my ride wanted to stay, so I thought I'd walk. Didn't realize there was going to be a downpour tonight. Speaking of which, wow, it's really starting to get bad. I can barely see 10 feet in front of us. Should we maybe pull over? No, I don't mind. I'd rather be safe than sorry, you know? And I'm not in any rush to get home. No, I won't worry anyone. It's just me and my mom. And she doesn't stay up waiting anymore, thank God. How about you? Anyone gonna miss you for a little longer? Roommate? Girlfriend? Okay, good. I don't feel as bad keeping you out a little longer then. No bad intentions, I promise. Besides, you're the one who picked me up. Shouldn't I be the one worried about you being a serial killer? I know. I was just kidding. I'm a pretty good judge of character. I am. I've met a lot of people on that road. I don't have a car, so I hitchhike quite a bit. I'm sure you can imagine not all of them are just looking to give a girl a ride home. Oh, no, don't worry. I'm pretty good at taking care of myself. Yeah. See, here, I'll show you. Put your hand on my thigh. I'm serious. Come on. It's not creepy if I'm the one telling you to do it. Good. Now, if I didn't want your hand there, I'd just grab your wrist, like this, and dig my thumb into the pressure point right here. See? I'm a lot stronger than I look. Now try to lean over and kiss me. Come on, humor me. You're a nice kisser. Well, yeah, I could have just jabbed you in the throat, but I only do that if I don't want the kiss. You catch on quick. Yes, that means I want you to kiss me. I don't know. You're really cute. And you stopped to pick up a girl you didn't know in the middle of a tsunami. Mm-hmm. Why? You want me to stop? Good. You can touch me, you know. Yeah, I promise I won't hurt you. That feels nice. Is it okay if I touch you too? Yeah, just my hand on your thigh. Like this. And now you know how to stop me if you don't want it. I mean, I said your thigh. Doesn't that kind of imply thigh adjacent areas? If you don't want me to rub your cock through your pants, you can just say so. That's what I thought. Does that feel good? Yeah? You're really hard already. No, it's not a bad thing. I'm glad you are. Is it just from kissing? Oh my god. I didn't even notice. I probably should have realized. White dress, drenched in rain, no bra. God, how embarrassing. Have they been super noticeable this whole time? See? You really are a good guy. I haven't seen your eyes drifting at all. But I wouldn't mind if your hands did. Yeah. Yeah, that feels good. You can probably feel how hard my nipples are through my dress. I'm not cold, silly. In fact, you have the heater up so high, it's kind of making me want to shed a few more layers. Not that I have a whole lot of layers to take off, but... There. One layer gone. I didn't say I was going to start with the top layer. But you're right. Taking my panties off didn't really cool me off much. In fact, I just seem to be getting warmer and warmer. Especially right here. Shh, shh, shh. Just let me show you. Guide your hand up under my dress. See how warm my thighs are? Warmer than earlier, right? And I'm even warmer right here. Warm and wet. Here, put your fingers right here. Yeah, just like that. Keep rubbing me. Oh, just like that. Oh, that feels so good. Keep going. your other hand inside my dress. Yeah. And play with my tits. Your hand is nice and warm. Yeah, I want you to keep going. I want you to make me come. Make me come on your fingers. Oh, that's it. That's it. Just like that. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh my God, I'm so close. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's still coming down pretty hard out there. Don't want to take an unnecessary risk, right? Right. Now, why don't you let me return the favor? Your cock is gorgeous. I'm just gonna wrap my hand around it. My fingers aren't too cold, are they? You're so hard. Does that feel good? Yeah? Here, wrap your hand around mine. Yeah, just lightly guide me. Show me how you like it. Well, I mean, you're probably the expert on what you like, right? I want you to show me how much pressure you like. How fast. Yeah, like that. Here, just a sec. There. Now, I can stroke you so much easier. Keep your hand on mine for a little longer. I want to make sure I know exactly how you like it. And while I'm learning, kiss me again. You feel so good in my hand. I love looking down and seeing your cock push through my fist. I think I've got it, yeah? Like this, right? Just a little squeeze when I get here. And then a nice, steady rhythm. Oh, he sounds so good. Especially when I do this. Notice that, did you? Well, I can't help licking my lips. Your cock looks so delicious. But if I have you in my mouth, I won't be able to see what your cock looks like when you come. I want to see it. I want to see your cum dripping down my hand. Oh, do you like that visual? You just twitched so hard. You're getting me all worked up again. Imagining your cock pumping in and out of my pussy like it's pumping in and out of my fist. Imagining you twitching inside me right before you come. Imagining how it would feel to have you spurt your cum inside me. Pulse after pulse of hot, sticky cum. Oh, fuck, I can't help it. I have to touch myself. Oh. Sweetheart, you look like you can barely remember your own name. Let me take care of both of us, okay? Yeah. Just lean your head back or play with my tits. Just let me stroke your cock. Just relax and let me take care of you. Just focus on how it feels. My soft hand wrapped around you. Sliding up and down. Squeezing at just the right spots. Oh, that's it. Oh, you make really nice sounds. No, I like them. Don't hold back on my account. Getting close again. How about you? Want me to go a little faster so you can come with me? Oh, yeah. Okay. Like this? I can do that. Oh, that's it. Buck up into my hand. Fuck. Oh, fuck, you look so good. Oh, come for me. Come on. Come with me. Come with me and soak my hand in your cum. Come all over me. Come with me. Come with me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's exactly what I wanted. Your thick cum dripping down my fingers. You taste good. Looks like the rain has let up. I suppose I should probably get home before my mom wakes up and starts to worry. Yeah, maybe roll the windows down a little. Not that I mind the smell, but it does smell a lot like sex in here. Oh, I guess I was closer to home than I thought. This is me right up here. Yeah, the White House on the corner. Thanks again for the ride. And for, well, you know. Drive safe, okay?
Can I help you?
My daughter? I'm sorry. What do you mean? I'm sorry. I don't quite understand. You say she left her sweater in your car when you gave her a ride last night? Where exactly did you pick her up? Well, I'm sorry, but that's impossible. Because my daughter died on that road exactly 25 years ago.
Mom, stop telling people I'm dead.
You never let me have any fun.
You are the worst. Please go away. Hey, sorry about that. She thinks she's hilarious. So you, brought back my sweater? That was really sweet of you. You want to come in? Yeah, have some coffee, maybe exchange names, all that good stuff. And I never did get a chance to taste that cock.